Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zecher Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Hey. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, based on the next Mishnah, there's a machlokas amoraim regarding food preparation for animals. Rav Huna holds that one may exert himself to improve an existing food, such as untying bundles of straw and scattering them in front of an animal, but one may not make a non-food item, such as cedar boughs, which are normally used as fuel, and give it the status of food by untying them and scattering them in front of an animal. Rav Yehuda holds that one may make an animal food edible for an animal, such as untying bundles of straw, since before it's untied it cannot be eaten, but one may not exert himself for the mere enhancement of an animal food, such as scattering the bundles, which makes them more appetizing. Rashi explains that when the straw is packed together, it becomes warm and doesn't release much of a scent. As a result, the animals do not find it appealing. Point number two, the next mission discusses the feeding of animals and states. In mamirin as agoim, one may not fatten calves of a molitin, but one may put food down their throats. There's machlokas amoraim on how to define these terms. Rav Yehuda says, hamaru lamakom she'eino yochol lachzir. Fattening denotes putting the food in an area in the animal's throat that is so far back that the animal cannot bring the food back. Halata lamakom she'yochol lachzir. Putting food down their throats denotes placing the food in the throat where the animal can still bring it up. Rav Chisda says that both terms denote placing the food so far back that the animal can no longer bring it up. The difference is that hamare bakli, fattening, refers to using an implement, which Rashi defines as a spoon, which the Mishnah prohibits, and halata biyad, putting the food down in the throats, refers to when this is done by hand, which the Mishnah permits. And point number three, Yoni expounded at the entrance to the Nasi's palace, what's the meaning of the pasuk Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim, the righteous one knows the suffering of the poor? Yodea Kosh Baruch Hu Bekelv Shemazona Sav Mu'atim. Kosh Baruch Hu knows that a dog's food is typically meager. Lafichach Shohe Achilach So B'Meyav Shoshi Yamin. He therefore decreed that dog's food should linger in its belly for 3 days. And Rav Hamnuna said that we learn from this that it's proper to throw a chunk of meat to a stray dog. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Based on the next mission, there's a Malchokas Amarayim regarding the food preparation for animals. Rav Huna holds that one may exert himself to improve an existing food, such as untying bundles of straw and scattering them in front of an animal, but one may not take a non-food item, such as cedar boughs, which are normally used as fuel, and give it the status of food by untying them and scattering them in front of an animal. Rav Yehuda holds that one may make an animal food edible for an animal, such as untying bundles of straw, since before it's untied, it can't be eaten, but one may not exert himself for the mere enhancement of animal food, such as scattering the bundles, which makes them more appetizing. Rashi explains that when the straw is packed together, it becomes warm and doesn't release much of a scent. As a result, the animals don't find it appealing. Point number two, the next mission discusses the feeding of animals and states. In mamirnes algalim, one may not fatten calves of a molitin, but one may put food down their throats. There's a machlokas amoraim on how to define these terms. Rav Yehuda says, hamar lamakom she'eino yochol lachzir. Fattening denotes putting the food in an area in the animal's throat that is so far back that the animal cannot bring the food back. Halata lamakom she'yochol lachzir. Putting the food down their throats denotes placing the food in their throat where the animal can still bring it up. Rav Chisda says that both terms denote placing the food so far back that the animal can no longer bring it up. The difference is that hamare bakli, fattening, refers to using an implement, which Rashi defines as a spoon, which the Mishnah prohibits, and halata biyad, putting the food down their throats, refers to when this is done by hand, which the Mishnah permits. And point number three, Rayon expounded at the entrance of the Nasi's palace, what's the meaning of the pasuk Yodea Tzadik Din Dalim? The righteous one knows the suffering of the poor. Yodea Kosh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shemazona Sav Mu'atim. Kosh Baruch Hu knows that a dog's food is typically meager. Laficha Shoa Achila So B'Meyav Shoshi Yami. He therefore decreed that dog's food should linger in its belly for 3 days. Rav Hamnuna said that we learn from this that it's proper to throw a chunk of meat to a stray dog. All right, so now we go to our Simra Kuf Nun Hey, and by far the most popular suggestion was Kanet Reed, so we're going to use Reed as our simon for Kuf Nun Hey. So here goes. After using his reed to scatter unbundled straw in front of the animals, Farmer John used it to cram food down his calves' throats, which didn't look very appealing to the stray dog, hoping for a chunk of meat. Once again, in slow motion. After using his reed, that must mean we're on Duff, Kuf Nun Hey. After using his reed to scatter unbundled straw in front of the animals, which reminds us, based on the next mission, there's a machlokas amoraim regarding food preparation for animals. Rav Huna holds that one may exert himself to improve an existing food, such as untying bundles of straw and scattering them in front of the animal. But one may not make a non-food item such as cedar boughs, which are normally used as fuel, and give it the status of food by untying them and scattering them in front of an animal. Refuto holds that one may make an animal food edible for an animal, such as untying bundles of straw, since before it's untied it cannot be eaten, but one may not exert himself for the mere enhancement of animal food, such as scattering the bundles, which makes them more appetizing. Rashi explains that when the straw is packed together, it becomes warm and doesn't release much of a scent. As a result, the animals don't find it appealing. So after using his reed to scatter unbundled straw in front of the animals, Farmer John used it to cram food down his calves' throats, which reminds us the next Mishnah discusses the feeding of animals and states, "In mamirin azogoyim, one may not fatten calves of amalitin, but one may put food down their throats." There's a machlokas amaraim on how to define these terms. Rav Yehuda says, "Hamar lamakom she'ena yachol lachzir." Fattening denotes putting the food in an area in the animal's throat that is so far back that the animal cannot bring the food back. Halata lamakom she'yachol lachzir. Putting food down their throats denotes placing the food in the throat where the animal can still bring it up. Rav Chissa says that both terms denote placing the food so far back that the animal can no longer bring it up. The difference is that hamara bakli, fattening refers to using an implement, which Rashi defines as a spoon, which the Mishnah prohibits, and halata biyad, putting the food down their throats, refers to when this is done by hand, which the Mishnah permits. So after using his reed to scatter unbundled straw in front of the animals, Farmer John used it to cram food down his calves' throats, which didn't look very appealing to the stray dog, hoping for a chunk of meat. Which reminds Rabbi Yonah expounded the entrance to the Nasi's palace. What's the meaning of the pasuk Yodei Tzadik Din Dalim? The righteous one knows the suffering of the poor. Yodei Kodesh Baruch Hu Bekelav Shemazono Sab Mu'atim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that dog's food is typically meager. Lefichach Shoach Yilaso B'meyav Shloshi Yami. He therefore decreed that a dog's food should linger in its belly for 3 days. Rabbi Yonah said that we learn from this that it's proper to throw a chunk of meat to a stray dog. So once again, after using his reed to scatter unbundled straw in front of the animals, Farmer John used it to cram food down his calves' throats, which didn't look very appealing to the stray dog, hoping for a chunk of meat. This is Rabbi Avram Goldem Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.